Radio is a magical medium. Now, follow me on this. I'm going to pull the veil back just a little bit. There is something unique and above streaming and above internet and devices that brings radio to the masses. Always has been. Think God it is now, and I hope it always will be, all right? If you Google Michigan Association of ... and plug in anything, vegetables, golf, onions, you'll probably get an office somewhere that in Michigan, generally in Lansing, that it has that in mind, Michigan Association of Clay Pottery or something. So we pull back the veil a little bit on our own industry. The Michigan Association of Broadcasters has been around for many, 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 many years. And joining us now is the president and CEO of the MAB, Mr. Sam Kelmet. Sam, it's great to have you on your morning wake up. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
We wanted to talk this morning a little bit about something that's happening. I'm not certain the general public is aware of it. Many may be. There is, I don't know if you want to call it a push, to eliminate AM radio out of vehicles, specifically electric vehicles, but others as well. And that comes from the vehicle makers. But there is bipartisan support to keep AM radio in cars. Explain what's happening, Sam.
Yeah, so a couple months ago, Ford announced that they're going to be removing the terrestrial AM band out of their electric vehicles moving forward. And obviously, this is a bit of a concern. One, there's a lot of entertainment value on AM radio, but even deeper than that, AM radio is a backbone for public safety and alerts. So, for example, I mean, Michigan is not immune to having serious weather conditions, and when internet service goes down or any kind of online communication goes down, AM radio is a reliable backbone of making sure that emergency alerts go out. And so from a public safety standpoint, we think that this is an essential piece of the vehicle because, as you know, when emergencies happen and people are evacuating or trying to get places to safety, they often do so in their cars. And they need to have a system of communication between the emergency alert agencies and themselves to make sure their families get to where they need to. So the legislation that was introduced this week, which is named the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act, and as you mentioned, does have bipartisan support, would essentially establish AM radio as a requirement for a standard equipment in a vehicle, public safety requirement for a vehicle, no different than an airbag or a seatbelt. Again, because it does save lives in terms of making sure people have the information needed to be safe.
I know there are, I don't want to say a conspiracy theories as to why the elimination of AM radio, specifically, as you said, in EVs. The practical reason is that, is it not that the radio frequencies, it interferes the electronics of the car. They're having a hard time filtering out that sort of, there's a hum with the battery and all of that, which makes sense, I think, but that's overcomable.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely been something that was raised as a concern. I want to give a lot of credit to Congresswoman Haley Stevens. She was on this over a year ago talking about what we can do to research any kind of interference issues that would eliminate AM in electronic vehicles. But again, this is the cost of the equipment to make it to ensure that AM remains in the car is pretty small. From what we've been told. And so we do think that this is such an essential piece of making sure that people stay safe that pulling it out would be incredibly dangerous.
Yeah. So it matters not what you think the reasoning they're going to do or they want to do this for, but it is essential. And for those, I've had this discussion many times lately with folks, but we get everything online. Yeah, but you guys stream online anyway, aren't you just streaming? And as you mentioned, Sam, the internet can be very sketchy. You can go in places just in Michigan, you got to struggle to get a good service. Whereas AM radio, and just to not to get real technical, but AM radio waves, as people know, I mean, it goes further. I mean, there is that. So on an emergency level, we have always played an important role in emergency communication. That's why you hear those emergency broadcast alerts. We have to test those by government mandate, Sam. So where do we go? What do people need to do to keep their AM radio? And it is important. That's first struggle is to get people to understand how important AM radio is. What do we need to do?
Yeah, I would say, you know, call your members of Congress. You know, as you mentioned at the top, Mike, this has bipartisan support. It's one of those issues, actually, that is very fortunate where it's not very partisan. I mean, we have people on both sides of the aisle that understand the significance and the importance of this. And, you know, obviously all of your listeners are people who understand the value of the AM band, not only for emergency alerts, for news and information. I mean, you know, it's an inside baseball here, but WILS was just named our newscast category station of the year at the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. So we know that what you guys do is great work. And we want to make sure that people still have access to that. And I would say call your members of Congress, let them know how important it is to have access in the vehicle. I mean, you mentioned, sometimes the inconsistency of the internet, and that's absolutely true. And what some of the automakers have said is, well, you know, you can use your apps to get access to AM stations, and that is just not always true. If the internet goes down. So, we want to make sure that we have a reliable, consistent way of getting emergency alerts and information out there. This is something that's important not only for our business community who uses AM to get information out about their jobs, but we have, organizations like the Farm Bureau who use this for farm broadcasting, and they get their ag alerts, and that's an important piece of that. So this has multiple layers, but it's critically important to various businesses and different organizations.
Sam, I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't know if this has been broached or not, and I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but when you start talking about apps, we had this discussion earlier in the show. If you want to get your information and stuff just from apps, who knows what data they're pulling from that? AM radio people, I will tell you, I got no way of getting your info. I can't mine your data for nothing. This is technology that's been around for a long, long time. And you think about the iconic events that have happened throughout history, up until even recent history. Where did you hear about it? Where did you find out about it? My own career, I can tell you most, we were talking about this many times. 9/11, I was on the air doing a morning show, and it happened. The early in my career, when they took the Iranian hostages in 1979, I was on the air. I was a kid. Things that happen on AM radio, and it is extremely important. Sam Kelmet, President and CEO of the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. Again, Sam, our main goal here, our main thing is to say, wherever you fall on it, make sure you get to your elected official. The MAB website, you have, do we have any kind, I say we, because as people in radio, I don't know if you understand, this is not a job. This is one of those careers where you say, if you talk to radio people, you go, are you a radio guy? I am a radio guy or gal. It's in our blood, isn't it, Sam?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and my background is a radio reporter. I've worked on the AM side for a bulk of my career, and I understand why it's important. I know you mentioned some of these groundbreaking things that you were on air for, but it's even deeper than that. It's covering your local city council meeting. It's your high school football game in the fall. Those all exist on the AM band throughout the state, and so we want to make sure that those remain in the cover wherever we need to go.
Sam Kelmet, and the website President,
is,
CEO.
Michigan Media, MichiganMedia.com for anyone that wants some more information about our station or this legislation.
Fabulous. Sam, we appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy, and thank you so much for all you do for us in the broadcast industry. Not just you, but your team and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. Have a great day, pal.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Right. And be careful out there, Sam. It's a dangerous world. See you later. 1320 WILS. Bang, just a minute with your morning wake up.